Types of masks for ceramic glaze. Making, choosing the right mask is key to ensuring your safety while working with glazes. Below, we highlight the most common types of masks used in ceramic glaze making, listed from basic to advanced levels of protection. 1. Disposable N95 respirators. Best for basic protection during short-term projects, N95 respirators are affordable, readily available, and provide adequate protection for light glaze work. These masks filter out 95% of airborne particles, including fine dust and glaze materials. N95 respirators are lightweight and easy to use, making them a suitable choice for hobbyists or occasional ceramic work. However, these masks are disposable and need frequent replacement, particularly when they become clogged with glaze dust. They also do not provide protection against vapors or gases, which can be a concern when working with certain chemicals. Advantages: cost-effective and easily accessible. Filters, 95% of airborne particles. Disadvantages: not reusable, requiring regular replacement. Limited protection against vapors or gases. 2. Half-face respirators with P100 filters. Best for intermediate protection during regular glaze work. For more frequent glaze-making tasks, a half-face respirator equipped with P100 filters offers superior protection. P100 filters block 99.97% of airborne particles, including hazardous materials like silica and manganese. These masks are reusable, and the filters can be replaced as needed, offering long-term protection. P100 masks provide a snug seal around your nose and mouth, minimizing exposure to harmful dust. Depending on the filter used, they can also offer some vapor protection. Although more expensive initially, these respirators are durable and ideal for ceramic artists who work with glazes regularly. Advantages: reusable with replaceable filters. Filters out 99.97% of harmful particulates. Available with vapor protection filters. Disadvantages: higher upfront cost compared to disposable masks. Requires regular maintenance and filter replacement. Pro tip: there are two variations to consider. One with a strap for easy adjustment and communication, and one you can easily remove when needed. 3. Full face respirators. Best for maximum protection for heavy-duty glaze mixing and spraying. A full-face respirator offers the highest level of protection for ceramic artists who work with large batches of glaze or use glaze spray guns. In addition to filtering out particulates like a P100 mask, full-face respirators also protect your eyes from glaze dust and vapors, an important feature when spraying glazes, where airborne particles are more concentrated. Full-face respirators are designed for long-term use and can be fitted with combination filters that protect against both particulates and vapors. This makes them an excellent choice for professional ceramicists or anyone frequently working in dusty or chemical-laden environments. Advantages: comprehensive protection for face and eyes. Ideal for large projects and glaze spraying. Can filter both particulates and vapors with the right filters. Disadvantages: higher cost and bulkier design. Requires regular cleaning and maintenance. Key features to look for in a glaze-making mask. When selecting a mask for ceramic glaze-making, consider the following essential features. 1. Particulate filtration efficiency. Ensure the mask provides high particulate filtration efficiency. While N95 masks offer basic protection by filtering out 95% of particulates, P100 filters provide 99.97% protection and are better suited for more frequent or long-term use. 2. Comfort and fit. A mask must fit snugly to offer effective protection. Look for masks with adjustable straps and soft seals to ensure a secure and comfortable fit, particularly if you'll be wearing the mask for extended periods. 3. Replaceable filters. For long-term use, choose a mask with replaceable filters. This allows you to swap out filters as they become clogged, ensuring consistent protection without needing to purchase a new mask frequently. 4. Vapor protection. Some glazes release harmful vapors during mixing or firing. If you work with chemicals that emit vapors, select a mask that accommodates vapor protection filters, such as those rated for organic vapors, OV. Maintenance tips for your glaze-making mask. To maintain your mask's effectiveness, follow these maintenance tips. Replace filters regularly. When your mask becomes difficult to breathe through or the filters show signs of clogging, it's time to replace them. Clean the mask. If using a reusable mask, regularly wipe it down to remove dust and prevent contamination. Store in a clean environment. Keep your mask in a sealed container or bag when not in use to avoid exposure to dust and particulates. If left in the open, the filters will need to be replaced faster. Conclusion: protect yourself with the right mask. Ceramic glaze making can expose you to harmful materials, making it essential to invest in the proper mask for your safety. Whether you're a hobbyist or a professional ceramic artist, selecting the right level of protection, from N95 respirators to full face masks, ensures you can work confidently and safely. By following the recommendations in this guide, you can find the best mask for your glaze-making needs and ensure optimal protection from harmful dust and fumes, keeping your health a top priority. https://amzn.to/3zopixin